You think your partner is cheating? We bait them on their DMs to see what the truth is.
It's the Love Test with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
So, Erica, who is it that you want us to give the love test to and why?
Well, it's for my new boyfriend. Mm. And the reason is, yeah, so I've been dating this really amazing guy for about 3 months now.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, he actually dated my best friend prior to us dating.
Oh.
And they broke up about a year ago because he cheated on her.
Ooh. Okay.
So I don't really talk about him to her because, you know, for obvious reasons. Like,
yeah.
And she moved away last spring and found somebody that she now is totally in love with. And so, you know, that's all worked out great. But she did recently find out that we were dating.
Mm.
And I didn't think she would be upset, but she has really been, like, warning me a lot to be careful with him. You know, obviously she doesn't want me to get cheated on, too. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, this is quite a story.
So she's basically saying, I'm mad at you for going where I've been.
Yeah. Secondly, because it ended so badly.
Right. And then now she's like, well, listen, I know what he will do. You're going to get hurt again.
Mm.
Huh. All right. So all I'm assuming
right. So wait, I'm assuming that mm-hmm. she put the doubt, right? Like, would you have come to us for a love test if your best friend hadn't been like, he's going to cheat on you?
I don't think I would. And that's the thing is that, like, he hasn't given me any reason to believe that he would cheat on me, but she's all in my head now. Mm. And now I'm worried, you know, and I'm, so he's going to Orlando with his friends this weekend for a Halloween Horror Night.
Mm.
And so that's why I'm calling, because I want to make sure, you know, I want you guys to give him the love test to make sure that everything is what he says it is this weekend.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a really crappy perfect storm of he's going to be gone for a weekend right when your friend has put all these doubts into your head.
Exactly.
So it makes total sense why you'd be like, I wasn't worried, but now I am.
But
well,
now
like
I'm worried.
Looking out for her, though. It's like she went through the ringer already with this guy.
Well, yeah, but that does not mean that it's going to be an exact replica. That's,
no.
This is a different relationship. This is a different person. This is a different time.
It is. I don't believe once a cheater, always a cheater. But, I mean, it doesn't. It's not that far long ago that this thing happened where
what
this guy.
Yes, it is.
Not really, like a year.
People can change in a year.
I mean,
I feel like last year didn't even count.
I mean, so Holly. You're basically saying, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Obviously, you're going to give him the love test. But just for the peace of mind for Erica over the next couple of days, you're saying what?
I'm saying that what Scott said, but I clearly doesn't believe, is I truly don't believe once a cheater, always a cheater. I think that you can change and learn and grow if you commit to that. And we don't know anything about this guy.
Right.
So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And it sucks that that happened to your friend. What doesn't need to happen is that you don't have to assume automatically that this man is going to cheat on you because he cheated on someone else.
Right.
What? Okay, so everybody else apparently has the other side. But, I mean, and listen, could he be, and you said how long you've been dating? You're pretty new.
Three months. 3 months, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I want to say that I'm a little annoyed with your friend for putting that into your head. But at the same time, I was just thinking if the person that I dated a while ago, and if someone was said, hey, I know y'all dated, but I'm dating them. All I can go on is what I went through.
Exactly. Your experience.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I can't blame her for giving you the warning.
And I'm not blaming the friend because she's speaking her truth.
Right.
Her truth.
All right.
Right. And she's my friend. You know, she's just looking out for me. So I can't blame her either.
All right. Well, Erica, we will give him the love test. And I'm hoping for your sake that everything is okay. Because this doesn't feel like a cut and dry type of love test where we can say, well, clearly he is, because he could have changed.
And it could go anyway. Scott's not very helpful for you.
I know a lot of guys that are just like this, you know?
And there are.
Before. Fool
yes.
me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
There are a lot of guys and girls that cannot be trusted not to cheat again because they haven't done the work. It all depends on what
did he do
what
the
was
work?
The cause of cheating in the first place.
Mm.
And did he do any work on it in the second place? So I don't know.
All right, Erica. Well, we will come back in a couple of days and give you the results from the love test, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
So I'm curious from you and the Miguel and Holly fam to see if we can sort of gauge what we can expect. What happened when you dated a person that cheated in the past? Did they remain faithful? Did they go back on their word? What can we sort of expect? 877-999-1015, and we can keep you anonymous. What happened when you dated a person that cheated? If they cheated in the past, doesn't mean they're going to do it again. It's an age-old question. It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly, and that's sort of what we're dealing with this love test. Why does Erica want us to give her new boyfriend of only 3 months the love test, even though she's just been madly head over heels for him?
So he actually used to date, is it her best friend or one of her friends?
Best friend.
Like a long time ago. And I don't, yes, that's awkward. But the best friend is now with someone else and super happy, but found out that Erica is dating the ex. And she's like, he cheated on me. You can't, why would you do that? Nope, he's going to cheat on you. So Erica's like, I mean, I didn't have any qualms about it up until now, but now what if he's going to cheat on me too? So she wants to do the love test while he's at in Orlando this weekend.
So we're trying to figure out from your perspective what you've gone through. I mean, because people can change. Is it possible that, you know, maybe
they
that
could.
Was just a time and place?
No, you said it like you think they can't.
Well, no, I think they could. It doesn't sound like he can.
Oh, boy.
It's only been a year.
Selena in Tampa, what was your experience with someone that cheated in the past?
So I have, in the past, yes, I actually married the person that said they would never cheat on me again. Well, it's been 7 years, and I caught him cheating again. And now we're getting a divorce, so I truly believe once a cheater is always a cheater. It always depends on who the person is. I do believe in change. I do believe in that, but it depends on the person. And if the person doesn't know how to do nothing but lie, that's all that's going to keep happening is lying.
Did your husband cheat on you and then said he wouldn't do it again, and then you guys got married and now here it is?
Yes.
Or did he cheat on someone? Okay,
yes.
So he cheated on you. I'm wondering, reason I wonder if is that relationship is irreparably broken.
And I do think, Selena, thank you so much for your phone call. I'm sorry you're going through that. I wonder if you don't do the work to understand why you're cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Then
you're
obviously
going to continue making that mistake.
Well, that's what the change is.
Absolutely. You've got to understand what was the root of it, because it's never just, oh, I just wanted to cheat.
No.
There's always something more there.
Always.
Angela in Riverview, what was your experience with this, with cheating in the past?
Yeah. So, you know, I was in college and, you know, my boyfriend had cheated on me. And he was, like, my first love, so it was kind of hard for me to, like, let it go. You know, so I ended up going back to him, and he cheated on me again, both with people I worked with. You know, we all worked in the same place. It was kind of cruddy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of was like, you know what, that's it. I'm done. You know, my parents are divorced, so I kind of felt the same way. Once a cheater, always a cheater. But he really did, like, some self-reflection and kind of grew and learned from it. Like, he really got to see what it was like to not have me in his life, because I'm not a friend if we're not dating. Like, I'm not that person.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are almost 12 years later, we're married.
Okay. I did not see that.
Okay.
The end.
So he cheated twice. So it sounds like he cheated twice when you were younger. He was still trying to figure himself out. He did the work, and now, 12 years in, everything's been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, he, it's very obvious he loves me more than I love him, you know, kind of thing. Like, he is very appreciative and, you know, things like that. And, you know, I won't lie, there are some times that I'm like, you know, I get, like, kind of like PTSD from it. But, like, you know, he definitely isn't cheating. Like, you know, I am his world and, you know, vice versa. So it definitely worked out.
Angela.
You have to do that transitional period.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the phone call. Well, all we'll do is give him the love test and we'll get the results Monday morning at this time.